guess I could go ahead and start now if I really felt like it, because it's like a couple minutes early now, but that's okay. I don't mind really if it's a couple minutes early, as long as it's not like a whole lot of minutes early. Just a couple will sort of see us through till the end of all time, when we will be like gods in our omnipotent stances. You know what I'm talking about. You know where it is at, because you're a hep dude or something along those lines. I at least think maybe you might be something of a hep dude, something dude-like in your heptacity, daddy-o. Yo. Beep is to beep is to beep. kind of think the next big thing, like fashion, social wise, will be like Spartanism. Can't you see that? Like Spartanism, like the big hats with buckles on them and stuff. I think it's really kind of time for that to kind of, you know, make its comeback again. It's been a long time since we've dealt with Spartans. I don't think I'm thinking Spartans. Am I thinking, no, they have the metal hats. And it could be time for that, except that it wouldn't catch on so much in places where people eat too much, because you don't look so good if you're a Spartan and you're not wearing a shirt and running around with a spear and a shield and you're kind of big. And then, I mean, some guys could definitely pull that off just through sheer charisma, but not everybody. I don't think I could really
get away with that.
I think probably I would
have to stick
with the Puritans, which is where I was originally. I was thinking Puritanism. Puritan, you know, the hat with the buckles, and not the brass helmet with the crest on the top and the dining in hell. Puritans were pretty much anti-dining in hell. They preferred to dine in, I think, barns or something. Or maybe that's the Amish who do the whole barn thing. I don't really know what they do with those barns, except for raise them. And, like, do they raise them from, like, a chick? Other barn eggs? Is that it? Is it that they collect these eggs and then raise these barns by hand until they're big enough that you can have dinner in them without buttons? Is it buttons they're not allowed to have? Like, those are too newfangled? Or is it zippers and buttons are okay? Or do they have to have ties for everything? Like, not neckties, but like those little ones that you tie together to keep things cool. I'm never really sure with them exactly what it is they... What it is they expect from one of us. And what we can give them in return. It's hard to tell, really, because of the hats with buckles. Like, I don't know what to do with a hat with a buckle. Do you know what to do with a hat with a buckle? Do you know? You ever seen a hat like that with the buckle? Like that? It's sort of, you know, like a wide brim and a tall center and a buckle on the front, like pilgrims. I think pilgrims were Puritans. Maybe, or maybe they just shopped at the same places. I don't know where you would shop now, or where they shop now. Pilgrims kind of have to do mail order, mostly, I think. Because you can't get, at most strip malls, that kind of hat anymore with the buckle. If you're in some parts of the country, you could get the brass hat with the crest. But there's no matching shirt at all for that. So you just have to go without. So hopefully you work out a bit. I should, you know, avoid that, because I don't really work out a bit. I work out a bit, but not a bit. I don't work out. I mostly just, you know, walk to the train. And that's pretty much it. So I should improve on that until the point where I could wear a brass hat. Because right now I don't think I could, even if I could get a brass hat onto my enormous head, because they don't have a lot of give, and I doubt they make quite my size, because it's hard enough with hats that flex and aren't made out of brass to really get those things around my enormous cranium, which is massive. It really is quite big. But I don't flaunt that so much. I know it's a majestic thing to see, but I'm just like you. You're just like me. And we're all a whole lot like that guy over there, who's a Spartan. I guess you could also be a Spartan and like wear space armor and carry a gun. I think there's a game that was called a Spartan, and you could run around and go pew, 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 which is generally the kind of game. game I like. I like the pews, generally, which I have in common with the Puritans. They like pews as well, just, you know, a different kind of pew. Their kind of pew was a lot wider than mine. Mine are kind of very thin and narrow. Pew, 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 pew! Theirs is sort of...
sit on my pew.
And they don't fly as well, and usually don't knock down invaders coming from space to try to eat our babies. Well, I don't know that, actually. I can't say that with 100% certainty. I could be completely wrong about that, because they are made out of wood, and I don't really know how that follows, but it's what came to my mind, and it seems like things made out of wood, because they're, like, sort of totally terrestrial, would maybe hurt a space alien more than things made out of space, which are mostly, you know, empty space, and therefore not really impactful, I guess is how I would have to put that. You can't really hit somebody really hard with veritable void. I say veritable because there's no such thing as a true void. We like to pretend there is, but it's full of stuff, little bits and pieces and waves and particles. So you can't call that, you know, empty. I don't think. I'm not, like, a physicist at all. So a physicist could come over and, like, slap me around and say, there is that spot right there, completely void. And I wouldn't be able to say no to that kind of action. Because I don't really have my facts straight when it comes to that. I have to admit it there. I've said it. I don't really know where I'm coming from in the grand scheme of things. It's like I was there once, but now I'm not anymore. So you just have to forgive me and let me kind of loose onto the world so that therein I can lay seeds which will grow into trees. The kind of tree that one might get fruit from if the tree was fruitful and you liked that particular kind of fruit. If it was fruit you didn't like, you probably wouldn't want to grab that fruit.
Like, if it was, like, a koala grape, which is like a grape with the face of a koala.
They're really cute. Very hard to eat those, because they're just staring at you.
Don't eat me. I'm a koala.
And they're not a koala. They're a grape with the face of a koala, which is not the same as a koala with a face of a grape, which is kind of a horror to behold. And they have to get culled out of the herds early on, or else they go into advertising and just muck up everything. And we can't have that.
No prize.
Conscience.
Nei boschi di conifere.
Dentro your heart non tanto al sol giovane.
Gabacau.
Sto no vogo, pocadze.
Breath.
La vie.
Breathe.
Queen, you that knows youths.
Good day, Yona.
I go.
Oh,
hey. So.
les passe Sohel.
Si juste.
Dvidzenia bistri.
On pecrasen.
Idiore.
The burning bush.
Will you give me to tell you?
But yours is
not as a birth, but as love.
That shall
continue.
Breaking the shell,
the removed
at rest.
Scavatita la vostra vita.
Kai tell, nor could express.
Desti sui.
Kes?
Totalmente soi whom they sought to slay. To have the fruits.
Gruar! Shekut a la vie.
Leggermente schned noi.
Banalite.
Io posso amare totalmente solo, tot atto si ac strannus una verità.
sontent a grau.
Faru daizat kato.
Tvizenios.
Ah, mo.
Senza morte.
As well say that the sun is black.
Rito sgliado.
Like from like.
Oh, trance.
Si prende a tette, sei tu.
De prima tu jure-t-il que ce mot d'un lang humain glenant-te-be.
Oh, oh.
First sign.
Yet.
As when he was, when he was not.
Lo spazio.
Il canto.
Mince.
A call to la source possible.
Valutato as a curve.
Sit down, partner. Yes, I would be referring to you. You do realize that there is no escape from your present situation. Furthermore, there is no escape from your present location either. So don't even try. Ha, ha, ha.
don't really remember why I was thinking about Puritans. I think it might have had something to do with the hat. I know I keep coming back to the hat and the buckle on said hat and all that. I know I do. I harp upon said headgear. But there was a reason. There's like an image in my brain that this hat is for, and I was going to talk about at some length, probably not a great length, because I think it was probably just a little bit, but I'm not sure what it was, and now I'm just left with the hat. And I don't have a hat like that. I have one hat. Actually, I've got a couple hats, so I've got one that's like a good hat. It's like a bowler type hat, and it looks pretty good on me. And so I keep it around for kicks. And I don't kick it. I keep it around, you know, for when I feel like I'm in the need of a kick. Not like someone were to walk up to me and hit me with their foot real hard, but like I needed to go woo. Kind of a kick. You know what I'm talking about. You're not so, you know, stuck in the 12th century that you would still think that I was talking about getting hit with a foot. At least I assume. I make assumptions. I do. I know I do. I'm sorry. It's a bad habit. I should cut it out, and instead I should make eggs for the eggless. I could scramble them with stuff in it, or I could make patties. I could make egg patties out of breadcrumbs, which in Japan are called panko. And then I could fry them up and give them to people who didn't have such things. And then they would, and it would sort of be like an evening out of egg and panko, sort of an osmosis, if you will, or if I would. I'm probably not going to, but I could. And if I was going to, I'd have to get a cart to take it around. Eggs and panko, bling bling bling, eggs and panko, bling bling bling. And people would come running to get these sort of fried egg and breadcrumb patties. I'd have to have like sauces or some sort of condiment for them, because people expect that kind of thing. And then they could put stuff on them, like, I don't know, curry sauce or mayonnaise, and then they'd be set for the whole munching of things. And then I'd sell out pretty quick, especially because I wasn't actually selling. So technically I would have sold out the moment I set forth upon this endeavor, which I don't think, like I said, I don't think I'm going to actually set forth on said endeavor. Instead, what I'm probably going to do is continue on with this show for a bit. I've got a little while to tell you things, and then we'll play some more stuff, and then I'll let you, like, go get on with your life after that. You can live and love and find and lose and everything that makes us, you know, truly human, such as hats with buckles, which I just keep coming back to. It's this damn hat with buckles. It won't leave my head. Not that I'm wearing it, you see, but it won't leave the inside of my head, which is very inconvenient, because if you've seen pictures of these hats with buckles, generally speaking, they take up more volume than my head would, even a large head such as mine, because a hat tailored to me would be even larger still. The whole concept scales, you see, and it would be kind of annoying to have that in your head, as it is having it in mine. It's not the buckle, I don't think.
I think the buckle is secondary to the whole
hat thing.
Maybe it's the shoes.
Yeah, it could be the shoes. They had buckles too, but then we're linking with a buckle thing and not the hat thing, and we had kind of decided it wasn't the buckle. So what would it be then, with the shoes and the hat together? I mean, there's other things that go with the whole outfit, like sort of a cloaky robe thing, and pantaloons, I think, and sort of that kind of shirt, a Puritan shirt, not a Spartan shirt, because they don't have them. As has been mentioned, the Spartan thing was entirely a red herring. That was like a whole sidetrack that really didn't help us get anywhere. And I'm really sorry about that, because it really led us down a primrose path to destruction. And that is a place where we didn't want to go. We had no interest in such. And so being there just slowed the whole process down. As has been said by me very recently, last few moments, getting in a sort of a circle there. I'm going to break out now. And instead, I'm going to talk about licorice, which is delicious. And there are a lot of things sold called licorice that really aren't even licorice-y at all. Like red licorice? That's a blatant lie. It's like cherry goo that you eat. And I do have a soft spot in my heart for it. But it's not in any way licorice. In much the same way as eggs aren't licorice or my wall isn't licorice. Okay, the egg thing might be closer than the wall thing, panko or no. But when you're like that, and you've had eggs and things with panko on them, and there's nuts flying in the air and like hitting me about the head and shoulders, and I think the entire point was to see if I could tell it was supposed to be a nut, and the fact that I could at high velocity, I think really is sort of telling. But that's also getting away from this damned hat. And I don't know. It's all day I was going to say something about this hat. And it's gone. It's totally gone. All I am left with is said chapeau. And I don't even have said chapeau. I have a bowler, which a Puritan, I don't think, would be caught dead in. Well, they would be caught dead, because it's very easy to catch a dead Puritan. It's a little harder to like, dress them and bring them home, because, you know, you're probably deep in the bush, and since you've killed this Puritan, you have to clean it and drain it fast, or the blood will spoil the meat, and then it's no good to anybody. Especially the Puritan itself. Well, in no case is it good to the Puritan now, because the Puritan's pretty much just been killed. And that sucks to be the Puritan. So sorry, Puritan. That's I guess, what we have to call, I guess, the way of the hat. What else could we call it?
I think it was six. but I'm not sure either. I don't know what you're thinking about.
The way you were arriving in pain, I take it you did not write middle of the...
Oh, I did. Did you get rid of Jackson?
Following the meeting, Allen continues to deny that he was the source of the anti-hate feeling in the White House. Rumors they were, and rumors they shall be buried.
How many games is that?
Well, listen, this has not been a total loss. You've got another game to go. You've got $500 to your credit right now.
Oh, so it must be. Wouldn't be valid.
Now, to be easy to sit back and say, well, it'll take longer than we thought. We got most of what we proposed, so let's stop there. But that's not good enough.
Sometimes they have a good second hand. Yeah. What do you give up for?
Now, if you'll permit me, I'd like to turn to another subject which I know has many of you very concerned and even frightened. This is an issue apart from the economic reform package we've just been discussing. But I feel I must clear the air.
Saturday is the day for Gimbel State one-day home sale. All stores open 8 a.m. Saturday, filled with values for your whole family.
Oh boy. You really were just to get rid of a good team. Yeah.
Everything was sent back, and it looks as though maybe a Seahawk pulled off one of the charges.
Mike Jacobs. Good afternoon. 29 degrees in Milwaukee. Cloudy, cold out there. Ball says a chance for a few snowflurries tonight and tomorrow. A complete forecast coming up at 5 or 6 o'clock. 69-year-old Helen Schwamm was killed in a fire at her apartment at 66 Blue Mountain in Wallace County earlier this morning.
I know that we're asking for sacrifices and virtually all of you, but there is no alternative.
Playboy has decided to sell its resort in Lake Geneva to a Chicago developer and a hotel chain.
By the Moral Majority Coalition, and in fact has blacked out these opinions whenever possible. When it comes to intolerance, it is the militant left and its many coalitions who refuse to allow conservative speakers to be heard. What liberals advocate is not freedom of choice, but license. And such license poses the greatest threat to the fabric of our society. There are two sides to every issue, and the American way is to let them all be heard and let the people be heard.
Some years ago, when we were a young nation, our people began visiting the lands of their forefathers. These American tourists then were rather brash, unsophisticated by European standards, but blessed with a spirit of independence and pride. One such tourist, an elderly small-town gentleman and his wife were there in Europe, listening to a tour guide go on about the wonders of the volcano Mount Etna. He spoke of the great heat that it generated, the power, the boiling lava, etc. Finally, the old boy had enough of it, turned to his wife, and he said, "We got a volunteer fire department that won't put that thing out in 15 minutes.
One-hour meeting. The White House claims the session was not a reprimand of either man, and that the president did not threaten to fire either of them. Top White House aides insist that the matter is now closed, that both Haig and Allen will keep their jobs to discredit
him. That's what a fired up team will do for you. Different quarterback from what he was at the start of the game. He's totally confident. He's got his touch.
Look at this.
So, I guess it's it. I guess I don't know what the hat was for. Oh well, good night.